This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. One midweek afternoon at our home near the banks of the Ojolote, Ms. Mosquiti said to me that maybe we should go into the hills on the upcoming Sunday. Take a picnic, find some shade and water, maybe over on the east side of the Chiricahua Mountains. I didn't want to act too excited. Didn't wag my tail or purr. So I said, okay, that sounds good. And then I started plotting. Oh, yeah, I was scheduled to sell plants at the Bisbee Farmers Market on the Saturday before, and I always get home late, very late afternoon from that. I'll take a really small load of plants so I can get the truck unloaded Saturday afternoon. I always take too many plants anyway. Okay, so get the truck empty and ready for Sunday, and maybe have a quest. Oh, yeah, a quest. I need a quest. Oh, yeah. Of course, running water, but I had that one figured out. But a plant quest, maybe. And I was thinking sandpaper oak. Yeah, that's it. After our picnic, we'll go looking for sandpaper oak, Quercus pungens. We could find acorns, I thought, greedily. Okay, so I'm ready for our jaunt. And come Sunday morning at the crack of 10 a.m., we headed to the Chiricahuas with a cooler full of goodies, thanks to Ms. Mosquiti. We weren't going to starve. We hit the dirt road near the Chiricahua National Monument and slowly wound up into the hills. Oh, I could have gone fast, but slowly, with windows open, looking for critters, plants, seed, anything and everything. The mountain yucca was setting fruit. It's a beautiful yucca with blue-green leaves, creamy white lily-like flowers on short panicles. You know, and those flowers give you the 8-inch-long fleshy fruit. And if you stop, take your pocket knife and carefully slice lengthwise into that fruit, you'll find a yucca moth larva, a little worm munching on immature seed. It's that wonderful agreement between the yucca moth and the yucca. I'll pollinate your flowers if my larva can eat some of the seed. Okay, it's a win-win in the wild for Yucca matarensis. Pringle manzanita was loaded with brown ripe fruit. That was when we were down lower, you know, down with the pinyons and the alligator bark junipers. Oh, and Palmer agaves. Oh my gosh, they're blooming all over the slopes. Palmer agaves blooming flowers high on 15-foot, 20-foot panicles. I was very excited, yeah. And we saw blooming thistles loaded with native bees and butterflies, birch leaf buckthorn full of fruit, Ceanothus indigeramus seed. Oh, yeah, I got to stop and collect. Bright red flowers on betonies, that's Stachys coccinea. Higher up, I saw the maroon flowers on the wonderful annual Potentilla thurberi and nettles. And lots and lots of white-tailed deer, the male deer's antlers still fuzzy. And descending that winding road toward paradise or portal, your choice, we found shade under silver-leaf oaks. Acorns were dropping. Next to running water, we looked for toe-pinchers. I photographed what I used to call skippers, water striders, silhouettes, that beautiful shadow they cast below the surface. Oh, yeah. So a great picnic, but onward through Paradise, Arizona, on a road that's carved along rocky foothills. Ocotillo, agave, sotal, ceanothus greggii, rus coreophylla, rus microphylla or microphylla, hedgehog, cactus, prickly pear. Oh, my gosh. Rugged rocky foothills. And we arrived at an arroyo that went under the road, and there was a 10-foot-tall Quercus pungens. But on such a steep slope, I could maybe slide down it on my butt, but I would never get out of there again. But we found more upslope, shrubby forms of sandpaper oak. I studied small, rough leaves and branches. Acorns were forming, young acorns, not ready, might have to come back. Quercus pungens, Quercus from Latin for the oak, and pungens, sharp-pointed, and the small, wavy leaves are very pointy. Oh, I mean, that is some rugged desert where those little unusual oaks are found. And you can continue on. And before you know it, on that road, you're back in evergreen woodland with tall oaks and pines. And we did. We continued on and back up and over those mountains, jabbering, botanizing, counting white-tailed deer, some of them darting out in front of us. Count me, count me. Oh, my goodness. Coniferous forest, riparian canyons, evergreen woodland, Chihuahuan scrub. My goodness, my friends, the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.